All right, next patient is going to be let's see, chart review, Davis Isaiah, date of service 1/9/2024 at Texas Emergency Hospital, chart number 177282. This is the doctor, it was Dr. Garza, Daniel Garza. This is Isaiah, Mr. Davis is a 45-year-old gentleman who presented to Texas Emergency Hospital at 1720 on 1/9/2024 with a complaint of headache. Patient was seen at Dr. Della Flores, D-E-L-A-F-L-O-R's urgent care, just a few blocks away with a high blood pressure. Was given clonidine 0.1 milligram and subsequently was transferred to the emergency room. At the time of evaluation, his blood pressure was 190 over 142, pulse 81, respiration 16, ultrasound 98%, ultrasound 95%, temperature 98.7. Patient demonstrated no neurological deficit, was oriented times four, but sleepy. Patient has a history of hypertension. Apparently, patient was in the emergency room for 3 hours before being evaluated. Patient's initial blood pressure medication was Levetiracetam at 2120, along with Irbesartan at 2122. Subsequent Prednisone at 2325, which means patient's blood pressure was not treated from 1720 till 2120, period. Patient subsequently was given 2125 morphine, 2 milligrams of his headache. Blood pressure slowly came down. Last blood pressure was reported as 149/91. The patient was started on nicardipine drip after a CT scan showed evidence of acute hemorrhage throughout the left lateral ventricle. CTA also followed, which showed no evidence, no apparent etiology. MRI was recommended, but by this time there was a 3 millimeter whiteboard midline shift. Patient subsequently was transferred to Congo. EKG was within normal limits. Patient was not bradycardic. Patient was accepted at at HCA Congo at 1/10/24 at 007 hour period. In the emergency room, patient had a negative urine tox screen except for opiates, which is called with the morphine he received. TSH was greater than 49. Patient subsequently was treated with nicardipine drip, cardine in parenthesis, to reduce his blood pressure, but not till 2309. New paragraph again. Further review of the charts indicates that first orders for labetalol were not given 2023. That means patients sat in the emergency room with a blood pressure of 149. I'm sorry, 190 over 142. The whole time which you may have sustained the intracranial bleed during this. This is background. Conclusion. Nurse KLOWE documents a blood pressure of 190 over 142 on 12/9/23 at 1700. There's no evidence that this was reported to the physician. First time physician sees the patient is at 20/32 and 1/9/2024. Blood pressure log. Continues to show elevated, extremely elevated blood pressure during this whole time. The first time there is any significant change in patient's blood pressure is not till 2245. Patient's blood pressure continued to improve with treatments, but not till the treatments were initiated. With treatment with cardine. There's no explanation as why there was delay in treatment and why the blood pressure readings one after another continues to be elevated without any intervention by physicians, nurses, and or other staff in the emergency room. Go back to the background. The lab this time, the first lab, the lab was not drawn till 21/29. Troponin 0.04. This was never addressed. Troponin 0.04. Thank you. with a creatinine of 1.43. BMP. I'll come back to a conclusion. New paragraph conclusion. Repeated BMP was repeated or she was sent out.